This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. He is getting a little nervous about misgendering and saying the wrong thing or addressing somebody incorrectly. Some individuals, especially in the medical community, are starting to ask, are we going to be misgendering or insulting a population if we recognize the terms transgender, homosexual, lesbian? And so I think some people are trying to stave off future misgendering or future drama by looking at where society is going. So, for example, the question that has come up is if society is not going to accept boy or girl or male or female anymore as genders, and if society is not going to, shall we say, accept that there's only two genders, that there could be a multitude of genders, then does that mean somebody being transgender is being misnamed? Now, does transgenderism only exist if you have two genders? But if you're doing away with male, female, not using those terms, then is that person transgender anymore? You know, somebody had asked me, a physician had asked me about somebody being labeled homosexual, which I don't think we really use anymore. We say men who sleep with men. So I think we're getting away from that term anyway, but or homosexual or a female who sleeps with female. But if you don't, using the term man or woman, if you're not looking at gender, then does homosexuality exist anymore? Does lesbianism exist? Does it, if we're not looking at people of genders? And so one of the big driving forces that is that many of the people who never really had an opinion on this now seems to be involved, getting involved, is because they don't want to get in trouble at work. And they don't want to insult anybody. They don't want to hurt their child or insult their family member. So they want to do things right. And I'm hearing more and more people say, you can't use the term transgender. Why can't you use the term transgender? Because if they are not identifying as a female or a male, and they want to identify as a male or female, you putting the term trans on there can then be found to be negatively, shall we say, accepted. So I think society is struggling with this one. I don't know if society knows what to do. You know, and is it easier for the transgender population for there to be male and female? Because for them to qualify for funding and qualify for state-run programs to help with transitioning, etc., is it that they need the pretense of there's male bodies, there's female bodies, and they want to transition? If we get rid of that, and I guess there's a lot of now schools saying we're not looking at just two genders, there could be a variety of genders, then does transgenderism not exist anymore? Is there no need to fund the surgery? We talked about this years ago, where will somebody not be able to get funding because they're not being identified as male or female now that we're not identifying male or female anymore? So, you know, I see this. As we try and be progressive, many times we can hurt the individuals you're trying to help. A female who wants to be male, or a male who wants to be female, because they have felt that since birth, they feel they're in the wrong body, that is a very big undertaking. It's a huge commitment. It takes a lot of counseling, medical treatments. It's a lifelong commitment that might even have lifelong side effects. And we don't want to take that for granted. We don't want to minimize the gravity of that situation and what that person is going through by now rewriting society, saying there's no boy, there's no girl, there's no man, there's no woman, so you're not, there's no terms such as transsexual anymore, no homosexual, no lesbian, no gender fluid, gender neutral, no reason to have gender fluid if we're not identifying genders. Well, then those individuals who want help, how do they get help if that doesn't exist? So the question I have for you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is does the transgender community need the genders the way they are to be able to transition and do what they need to, or will legislation and laws mess that up, removing male-female off the vernacular? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I applied for a job at an educational institution to do some extra adjunct teaching, and the application didn't go through because I didn't fill out my sexuality and my gender. I thought it was voluntary. So I look it up, and they said that the application is still pending, need review. And when I hit on what I was supposed to review, it asked, do I identify as male, female, gender neutral, etc.? And so I identified as female. And what are my pronouns? So I told them my pronouns are she and her. And then it asked, am I straight, homosexual, identify as lesbian, identify as bisexual? It asked me about my sexual preferences, which I thought was kind of private. Now, I'm straight, but what if somebody doesn't want people to know who they sleep? Isn't that kind of private? But I guess for this job, it was still voluntary, even though the application didn't go through until I finished that. It looks like they are using your sexual preferences to decide on the job. Well, do those sexual preferences go away if male and female terminology isn't there? That, you know, so I don't know. It's society needs to kind of figure out what exactly it is that they want. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, or Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my favorite sites that I like to go to, one is the Flight Aware to see what's going on with flights. I think we had over 8,000 flights delayed, a few thousand canceled. My son was on a flight to Virginia yesterday. Layover was in Baltimore, and all the connecting flights were canceled because of weather. So he spent the night in a motel, was able to fly out. So I like looking at Flight Aware, looking at how bad, you know, the flight situation is. But I also like this website, the PowerOutage.us. PowerOutage.us lets us see a snapshot of what's going on with people losing power. And so it looks like Hawaii is having some issues. Apparently 15,800 people are without power right now. In California, there's 13,000 people with no power. In Pennsylvania, 72,000 of people don't have power. Maryland, about 46,000. Virginia, 10,700. North Carolina has close to 50,000 people with no power right now. Tennessee, 20,000. Georgia, 22,000. So it's a snapshot of what's going on with the power. There's been these storms that apparently have caused major disruption. They say over 300,000 people across the east still without power as of early this morning. North Carolina had at one point over 125,000 outages. Duke Energy provides power to the state, posted a storm update that crews have started making repairs and are assessing the damage. It did not have estimated times for restoration. They said, we appreciate your patience while this work is underway. Which, by the way, shout out to the power companies and those individuals working their butt to try to get our power back up. I mean, when they say, look, we expect the power to come back on in 15 minutes, how do they know that? It's because the guy's working on the wire going, all right, I found the wire, I got this. You could tell them 15 minutes. Or is it that, okay, we think we have a fix, so let's use that 15 minutes to trial and see if it's good. I don't know. But for them to give any amount of time and them their ability to fix it is still pretty, I think, spectacular. Maryland, Georgia, Tennessee, Virginia, South Carolina also reporting widespread outages. At the height of the outages, there were more than a million customers who had lost power. So National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Strong said in a Facebook Live briefing, this does look to be one of the most impactful severe weather events across the Mid-Atlantic. So, you know, the storms that have been happening, you know, I mean, there's debate on whether the storms are worse, climate change, how I look at how we have to approach the climate and the environment is, number one, just don't do stupid. Don't be dumping masks and plastic and environment, my recommendation is, number one, is, as I said, don't do stupid. Right? If you don't have to rip out abundance of trees and we can allow the trees to still do what they need to do, great. Don't put power lines by trees. Right? Don't, you know, do certain activities to help prevent wildfires, to help prevent dam breakage, bridges falling. Make sure our infrastructure is sound. Make sure we have levees. Make sure we're not overbuilding on pieces of land or property or islands that might not be able to withstand the extra weight, considering now we're moving electric. And when it comes to the environment and climate change, always have plan B. Don't have a population so inflexible that they can't shift or pivot if they need to. Now, one good thing that might have come from COVID, which is very difficult to find a silver lining in that whole cluster and a half, is the one silver lining is we were able to figure out as a society if we all needed to bunker down, if Ebola came our way, if an attack came our way, and we needed to operate from our homes, right, and be more Wi-Fi, you know, dependent than in person. All the schools and many businesses figured out how to shift and pivot. Now, nobody wanted to go back, but a lot of people didn't want to go back, but at least we have that plan B. Do we have the plan B for electric cars? This push to go all electric and incentivize and cut our fuel usage and our fuel supplies and our fuel dependence. Some people think that's the smartest thing since sliced bread. Other people are saying, can we make sure we have a backup? What happens if we lose power? If we lose power, where do people go? Now, I got to drive a Tesla for the very first time. My friends let me drive their car. Very cool. Very exciting. It looked like the charge, theoretically, had 235 miles. So if you could charge up your vehicle and you can, you know, keep it ready to go at a moment's notice, you might have a 230-mile car range, which I hear on the freeway gets used up faster. But if you don't have power in a 235-mile radius, you might not want to use that vehicle. And it's frustrating because how I look at it as a physician is if we know there's something coming around the bend where storms might be more vicious, or we might have another ice age, or another Grand Canyon might be made, or we may have a big earthquake along the fault under Manhattan, then I want to plan for it. Okay? Where do we put people? You know, what do we do for power? What do we do for gas? What do we do for hospitalizations? I think preparing for the changes should get a lot of the funding as well, because I really don't know how you're going to fund through Congress a prevention of another earthquake. I know they say, well, if we, you know, help the environment, it might stop the earthquakes. Yeah, in theory, but I'd rather see that money go to better bridges. I don't want to see these parking garages collapse in New York because they're not built for the very heavy electric cars. So, you know, there's only X amount of money. We need to be smart with it. But I have seen severe weather. I believe even before our lifetime, there was severe weather. One of the worst hurricanes to ever devastate our coast happened in 1900 in Galveston, Texas. Now, maybe it was so devastating because we didn't have warnings like we do now. But we have had evidence of bad weather and severe storms and volcanic eruptions and earthquakes and canyons being made that wasn't necessarily caused by us having a vehicle or us, you know, eating a burger. So I would say we should plan to have backups. So do you want a society reliant on the electric grid? Absolutely not. You need to know that society could function if your electric grid is out. Right now what happens? We just freeze. Look at what happened in Buffalo with that snowstorm. Cars were stuck. You know, many people died in their car freezing to death. Right? We need a plan B when there's severe weather. And having people rely on an electric grid that could be vulnerable might not be the best plan B. So, all right, guys, if you can't use your electric cars, use your fuel cars. If your electricity goes out, use your generator. You know, if this bridge is not strong enough, it collapses, this is your alternative route. If we know we're in a hurricane central area, let's build up our levees, let's build up our walls, let's provide better flood control. But we need to figure out how to improve our flexibility and our preparedness. Because right now, it looks like we're kind of going the wrong direction. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's legal team trying to block a request for a protective order in his election interference case. Crews working to restore power across some areas of the eastern U.S. after severe storms took aim at that region. At least two people were killed. More than a million people lost power. The polls open today as Ohio holds a special election that is getting national attention. There's only one issue on the ballot. It's a measure that, if approved, would require future state constitutional amendments to get support from 60% of voters in order to pass, as opposed to the current simple majority. Thousands of Los Angeles City workers will be off the job today as they launch the first citywide worker strike in 15 years. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every year we get told that we're at risk of liver cancer based on our soda pop consumption. And we have another one. They say women who drink just one sugary soda per day are at much higher risk of developing liver cancer than other individuals. Apparently, a team from Harvard Medical School in Boston observed a group of nearly 100,000 American women over the age of 50 who were followed for over 20 years. Women who drank one or more sugar-sweetened sodas per day were 85% more likely to be diagnosed with liver cancer in that time compared to those who consumed fewer than one a week. Daily soda drinkers were also 68% more likely to die from liver disease than those who drank three or fewer per month. However, the researchers note that the overall risk of death was still low, only 150 fatalities of the 100,000 people. Now, this study did not look at artificial sweeteners. They said no correlation was observed between liver cancer and those who drank artificially sweetened beverages, despite recent concerns that aspartame could be linked to the formation of tumors. So remember last week we talked about how much sugar were in these drinks? 59 grams of sugar in a cherry Pepsi, regular Pepsi, 55 grams of sugar. A Red Bull, non-sugar-free, 52 grams of sugar. Mountain Dew topped the list with 65 grams of sugar. Monster Energy, 60 grams of sugar. Canada Dry, 47 grams of sugar. The Lipton Lemon Tea had 25 grams of sugar, but still, that's a lot. And, you know, when I hear liver cancer, yes, it's rare. So I don't fear liver cancer per se, you know, based on the numbers. It's not very, very common. But what bothers me is we don't know all the ramifications of drinking fake food and eating fake food. And we do a lot of it. You know, I've had patients tell me they'll eat a bowl of cereal, breakfast cereal in the morning. So that's a lot of sugar. They'll have maybe a fast food hamburger, french fry, Coke combo for lunch. And then for dinner, bring home a pizza. Where's the fruit? Where's the vegetables? Where's the lean meat? Where's the lack of preservatives? Where's the low salt? You can't live on pizza and fast food. And if they say liver cancer's on the rise and we're seeing more liver disease, I wouldn't be that surprised, because your liver is designed to filter out bad things while enjoying the protection of good nutrition and good things going through it. But if the liver has to overwork because all it's dealing with is crap, that's a problem. Now, I get a lot of us Gen X's got brainwashed by the thinking that a Big Mac had all four food groups. You had the bread, you had the cheese, you had the beef, and you had the lettuce, which was little white pieces of lettuce and pickle. That, not enough vegetable. Or eating a all-everything pizza would give you all four food groups. And I get in the 80s, they were trying to teach us to still, you know, get all four food groups while navigating fast food choices, because fast food started to become even more popular. Over the 60s and 70s, fast food, as more people were going to the workplace, it was easier for there to be, you know, these easy ways to pick up Kentucky Fried Chicken and things like that. But we're forgetting that a fast food piece of vegetable does not necessarily mean the healthiest. And our desire to have sweet in our mouths and our addiction to sweet is also being fueled by the food company. I had some friends from England who were stationed here. One, he worked for, I think, the British Air Force. And it was a birthday party we were at, and I was cutting the cake, helping the mom cut the cake. And when I handed the Air Force pilot, the British Air Force pilot, a piece of cake, he goes, no, I can't eat it. It's too sweet. So I asked him about it later. I go, you know, do you have diabetes or what's going on? He goes, American desserts are too sweet. And I noticed that, having been in Europe, when you eat a pastry, it's not as sugary as an American treat. I've had head rushes from some of these cupcakes or things you could get at a bakery in America. And when they make cakes and pastries in Europe, they don't over sugar them like we do in America. Well, if you're used to that much sugar, then desserts are going to taste bland anywhere else, and you're not going to crave them. So we, I think, as Americans, want more sugar. Remember I told you if we want to fight childhood obesity, what we have to do is teach them to look at a cupcake or a can of soda or a bag of chips as maybe not evil, but you don't want that in your body, because you saw what that could do to your body. Don't put that in your body. Your liver doesn't want it. Your kidneys doesn't want it. Your heart doesn't want it. Your stomach doesn't want it. There's nothing that wants that fluorescent pink frosted cupcake in your body, but your mind. And don't let your mind trick you or fool you. Walk away from that cupcake. Although now I want a cupcake. Yeah, we get fooled. We get tricked into this. What nutritional value does a can of soda pop give you? Now, I do like how it settles my tummy. If I ever feel nauseous, I like having a little bit of Coca-Cola in the house so I can do just a little bit to calm that down. I sometimes like the bubbles, but does your body really need carbonic acid? Does it need all that CO2? The body doesn't want it. You might think you want it, and maybe you might feel a little better with it, but that's not what your body necessarily needs. So then what to do if you have a sweet tooth? If you feel like you need something sweet, saying you're at risk for liver cancer, you're at risk for diabetes, you're at risk for heart attack, stroke. What I recommend is if you do have a sweet tooth, all right, one thing you could do is, like I said, I freeze some fruits, I freeze some berries, pop them in my mouth, they feel sweet. Maybe I might do some trail mix where I'm getting the nuts in me, but every now and then there's that little carob, or some of these trail mixes have a little bit of like an M&M. But another trick you could do is if you really want a sweet drink and you feel like you need something sweet, okay, you can always add like honey to tea, and you know, use natural occurring sweet drinks. You could have water with fruit soaked in it, where then eventually there's that natural sweetness that come into your water. Or one trick I did when I was trying to lose weight and I was waiting tables is I would fill a cup of ice and then I would put a splash of soda in it, like whether it was Coca-Cola or whatnot. And my body would forget that whether I drunk the cup or not. Because you know how when you finish drinking your soda, you'll suck on the ice? I don't want you chewing on the ice. That hurts your teeth. But then my mind thought that, okay, I just had a soda. I was satisfied. Meanwhile, it was just a little bit of a splash tasted ice. But you're going to have to figure out how to get less sugar in your system. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there was a boy, interestingly, who has an attorney because he was told to leave school for wearing a T-shirt with the slogan reading, "There are only two genders." And apparently, he was pulled out of class. I think he was in gym. And the principal and school counselor of Nichols Middle School in Middleborough, Massachusetts, had ordered Liam Morrison, who was a seventh grade student at the time, to remove his shirt. When he declined, they told him he couldn't go back to school. As a result, he left school. I think they had to call his father to pick him up, and he missed the rest of his classes that day. Now, the Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys launched the appeal after a court ruled against the student. They're asking the U.S. Court of Appeals of the First Circuit to prevent the school from prohibiting him from wearing the shirt. It's fascinating that this is where we are, where a T-shirt a child wears causes so much controversy. And this T-shirt is not discussing a allegiance to Al-Qaeda or ISIS. It's not supporting an allegiance with an enemy of America. It doesn't have obscenities, but it's political. And I believe the shirt said that there were only two genders. So according to the attorneys, they say this isn't about a T-shirt. This is about a public school telling a middle schooler that he isn't allowed to express a view that differs from the school's orthodoxy. Public school officials can't force Liam to remove a shirt that states his position when the school lets every other student wear clothing that speaks on the same issue. Their choice to double down and silence him when he tried to protest their censorship is a gross violation of the First Amendment that we're urging the First Circuit to rectify. Once school officials censored his original message, Morrison chose to wear an altered shirt that read, "There are blank genders." I don't know what it said. It says it's censored. To protest the fact that only some messages about gender are allowed. He was also told he wasn't allowed to wear that shirt either. So this case is called LM versus Town of Middleborough. And they state that the school officials have adopted one particular view on the subject of sex and gender. That a person's subjective identity determines whether a person is male or female, not a person's sex. ADF says the school officials admit that their policy permits students to express viewpoints supporting the official's view of gender, but it forbids students from expressing a different view. So this is something that keeps coming up. Well, I think there was a teacher who was fired because he was teaching biology. And in biology, you have the male and the female. You have a male electrical outlet or plug, and then you have female. Don't you have, this is terminology that we have been ingrained with. And now that society is changing it, what's the right course of action? And so for those people who believe the genders are biological, you have the male, you have the female, and then, as I said earlier, you have individuals who are trans, who want to transition and be the opposite. Now if we have, there's no such thing as male or female, and there's multiple genders, well then, do you really have then transgenderism anymore? Do you have homosexuality, lesbianism? Are those gone because there's no demarcation of male or female anymore? Is there maternal fetal medicine? Are they changing that to maternal or parental fetal medicine? And then does that mean the father, the person who donated, gets those same funding and medical care as well? I mean, it does start to complicate things. But it was interesting because when the boy, I guess, spoke out at a school board meeting, he said when he sees pride flags or shirts, expressing the opposite view, he doesn't get offended. He doesn't, everybody is welcome to their opinion. But when he wrote, I guess, when he had his shirt, it became an issue. And so how do we move forward with free speech? It's Jamie Foxx had put up a post that was deemed anti-Semitic by some who read it, and then he apologized for it, etc. And so if somebody says something that implies something racist or bigoted, or we collectively agree that's not cool. Now, I don't want to see anti-Jew rhetoric in schools. I don't want to see anti-man rhetoric. I don't want to see anti-gay rhetoric. I don't want to see anti-female rhetoric. We don't want to see anti. But if somebody believes boy and girl or male and female are the genders, is that being discriminatory? Are they being anti-LGBTQ plus? I mean, there are many LGBTQI plus members of the community that identify as male, female. They use the male, female monikers and terms. We have pronouns now. So where these schools are grappling is what is considered insulting or bigotry or things that need to be censored versus what is just a child saying, I like what my biology book says. I kind of agree with that more. And so if you have male and female, then you have individuals who identify as male or female, which is why we have a trans movement. And there's many people that support the trans movement under the pretense that there's two genders. So it's complicated. And I don't think schools know what to do. Just like what's complicated about transgender individuals in sports and the locker rooms. There are individuals suing their schools because Title IX was supposed to protect them against having to be naked in front of somebody of the opposite sex or having to be, lose privacy and, be next to individuals who are biological male when they're naked. But if the school policy is no, but they're women now. They are women, so they're allowed in the locker room. They're allowed on the team. You cannot object against being in a room of women. So I don't think schools know exactly where to go with this. And some of the laws are conflicting. And so now, when it comes to freedom of speech, it's difficult. If somebody really feels like, look, I still think it's male and female, and then you have individuals who are transgender, and you have others that say, there is no male or female, therefore there's no transgender. It's just anybody is who they want to be. I mean, who gets censored? Who doesn't have a right to freedom of speech? Everybody should have a right to freedom of speech. So, we'll see where this goes, but I don't think the Constitution ever expected this. Just like with Roe v. Wade. The Constitution, our forefathers never probably expected that there was going to be, this much of a desire and a need for individuals to end unwanted pregnancies. So it's not in the Constitution. So now you have 2023 lawyers trying to figure out the right of the fetus versus the right of the mom versus the right of the government. How much can the government get involved? The Supreme Court said the government can't get involved. The government has to stay out. But that has caused a lot of controversy in and of itself because people want the government to protect their right. So maybe we'll never figure things out. Maybe this will always be a conflict. But when you have biology teachers getting fired for teaching curricula that has been echoed in, biological books, do they have to be fired or, can there be discussions on, all right, this is what this biology text teaches, this is what another biology text teaches. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.